Are you interested in improving your health and fitness? I know you are. So, I made a podcast all about transforming your life with a changed mindset, good nutrition, and effective exercise. Head to supremeholisticfitness.com to find out more. Trust me, it's life-changing. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Supreme Holistic Fitness Podcast. And today I'm going to talk to you about holidays and navigating during the holidays. How do you stay on track with your fitness goals? So let's dive right in. Should you wait until the holidays are over to get back on track, or should you still work on fitness and health through them? First of all, let's look at what going off track means. Does it mean you're going to stop working out, or you're focusing on eating whatever you want? Because the holidays usually is a time for a lot of social gatherings, a lot of family get-togethers, and you know there's a lot of food that's eaten during these times. So my question then is, did you ever truly develop a lifestyle? Because if it's dependent on different seasons, then maybe you're probably going around in circles. That basically means you're maybe someone who starts and stops their health and fitness, or you only do it when it's convenient for you. Now, don't get me wrong. Life was meant to be enjoyed as well, especially during the Thanksgiving season, going into the Christmas season. Most people are usually in good spirits. Remember, peace, joy, and goodwill to all men. But it should not take you away from your regularly scheduled program. And I say regularly scheduled program in quotations. So if you're someone who works out 3 to 4 times a week, you drink maybe 2 to 3 liters of water daily, and you meal prep at least once a week, that could be your regularly scheduled program, or that is what could be considered a healthy lifestyle. And that basically means your holidays doesn't, it basically doesn't need to get in the way of that. So if you find it's a challenge keeping to your regular routine, here's what you can do. If you're having maybe a few get-togethers, or there's a lot of social gatherings that you have to go to, you can simply just scale back on what you're eating during other meals. So usually, you know, we have maybe 3 meals: breakfast, lunch, dinner. If maybe you're going to a lunch gathering, then scale back on your breakfast. Maybe you could have a light sandwich, or maybe even a light salad. And your main meal could be your holiday meal. So for example, if maybe you're having a get-together at the office, or maybe you're meeting up with friends and the main meal is going to be during lunchtime, then scale back on breakfast. So have a light breakfast, and when you go to eat, during, you know, your gathering, enjoy it. Of course, you know, be strategic, don't overeat, just enjoy it. Though, you're allowed to bless the meal and you're allowed to blaze it. But here's how you would have to be smart about it even before your first bite. So if you're eating out, one of the best ways to make healthy choices is to check the menu beforehand. So even before you get together for this gathering, maybe you're going to a specific restaurant, find out what is going to be served, find out what is going to be on the menu beforehand, make a call. If you're meeting with family, you know, just have a conversation with the main person who's preparing, you know, that menu. So for example, ask them what you're able to bring. Maybe you can be the person bringing a healthy dish. It does not only have to be the person preparing the meal. You could actually walk at a desk, you could find out what's been prepared, and then you'll know beforehand how you'll be allowed to eat or how you could go about navigating in terms of what you're going to eat. And many restaurants offer nutritional information online. So even if you're eating out at a restaurant, even better yet, at least you know for sure what is going to be on the menu. When you actually get there, have a good helping of vegetables with your meal. You know, that will add vitamins, minerals, and fiber and help you towards having a really good meal. But beware of veggies that come with gravy, a lot of butter, cheese, so sauce, or salt. So just be careful of that. So the holidays, the social gatherings, all the food, it's meant to be enjoyed, but you can be smart about it. Just eat light leading up to your main meal. Know what you're going to be having even before you get there so you can make good choices. And when you get there, choose the better options first. And that's called, you know, living a healthy life, having a healthy lifestyle. Don't focus on loading up your plate with carbs. Yes, you're allowed to eat carbs, but choose the healthier options first. So, the holidays are a season of good cheer, and many of us will be eating out or indulging at home more than we might do at other times. But the good news is that you can still eat, drink, and be merry without overdoing it. So, hopefully, this helps you. Hopefully, you're able to make better choices during the holiday seasons. Either way, enjoy your holidays, and hopefully, I would have been able to add some value as you enjoy them.
And three quick things before we wrap up. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a five-star review and share this episode. And if you'd like to join a growing online fitness community, you can become a part of my Facebook group and follow me on Instagram. Lastly, subscribe to my blog and get a free copy of my ebook, 7 Steps to Actually Crush Your Fitness Goals. My goal is to help transform you using a changed mindset, good nutrition, and effective exercise without sacrificing your time and helping you to stay consistent. Talk to you soon.